98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
If you go out for a meal with me, I'm a pain in the arse. That's the truth of it. Because I'm such a fussy eater. I don't like Indian food. Well, I love a chicken korma, maybe. There can't be onions in anything. I have to take onions. I have to order like a chicken curry with no onions. And I'm just the most unadventurous, most boring, fussy eater that ever walked. And I want to hear from you if you're the same. A lot of people, in fact, there's a study out today, 34% of Irish children aged between 5 and 12 are classified as fussy eaters. But for many of us, it stays with us for life. I'm not great with veg. Well, it depends. I'll eat some, but not all. I'm a kind of a boring meat and two veg sort of eater. I'd love an old bag of chips. I would love to hear from you if you are a fussy eater. If you're a member of the Fussy Eaters Club, how do you cope? I mean, I got a message in a couple of minutes ago. Where has it gone now? It says, I am 50 and I have never eaten veg or fruit and I'm still healthy, says Martin. He's never, ever eaten veg or fruit. Now, I'll eat some fruit, but not all. I'll eat a banana. Actually, that's probably all. Call me right now on 6797981. Either if you yourself are a fussy eater, or if you're living with a fussy eater. What sort of strain does that put on your relationship? Because I know it does with my relationship. We'll take a quick break. We're back in a sec. Let's talk about fussy eaters. I am one. I admit that I am one. I am a pain in the you-know-what to my other half because she will eat anything. She will literally eat any, or she'd at least try it. I, on the other hand, am so tedious. If I were to order a quarter pounder, for example, it has to have no onions on it, no gherkins and all that. And that's with fast food. A Big Mac? No, I don't want lettuce on the Big Mac. No, no, no. And onions are just, oh, I despise them. I am a pain in the neck fussy eater. There you are. I've put my hands up and admitted it. Steph, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Steph?
How are you doing?
Now, Steph, are you a fussy eater?
I am the worst type of fussy eater.
Oh, right. Go on. Why?
Well, basically, I'm 36 now, and I never had a pizza or any type of sauce until I was 30.
What?
So I'd get Chinese, or I'd have spaghetti bolognese without the bolognese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'd have no bother about ordering it in a restaurant either.
So, that's mad, that is. Now, okay, so you, have you changed? Have you improved?
A little bit, yeah, definitely. I quit smoking when I was 30 and I discovered food then.
Aha, right. So you've broadened your horizons.
Yeah, now I'm still very plain. I still go to McDonald's and get a plain cheeseburger.
Yeah, no, I do myself. No, but you not even have ketchup on it, no?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. So, but you have improved. You've made more of an effort.
I eat pizzas now, and I eat curry sauce. But I couldn't pour it over my food. I'd have to dip my chip into the curry sauce, and then I'd wipe it on the edge of the cup.
And is it just a hang-up about sauces then?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, no, because like I love a pizza, a nice tomato cheesy pizza, pineapple and bacon.
Okay, right. So you're not as bad as you used to be.
But I'm still awful.
But you're still awful, yeah. Okay.
My fella would go mad because he'd be into ordering something new every weekend from a different.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Place.
Yeah, what's he like?
Oh, not a bother. He'll try anything. He'll eat it. And he'll, like, if it was put in front of him, he'll eat it. If he doesn't like it, he just wouldn't get it again.
Yeah. It's funny, but when we go out for dinner, you remember the way people used to go out for dinner?
The good old days.
In the good old days, yeah. If we go out for dinner, I throw a hissy fit if we're going to an Indian because I just, there's maybe one thing on the menu that I'll eat. But
yeah, I wouldn't even go.
I kind of have to give in and go every now and again, but
yeah,
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I'm the same. Yeah.
Okay.
At least in a Chinese restaurant, you're safe.
And a lot of them do kind of European foods.
Exactly.
You can have a steak and whatever, yeah. All right. Good to talk to you, Steph. 6797981 is our telephone number. I want to hear from you if you are a fussy eater. This is Joanna.
Hi, Adrian. My sister is a fussy eater and I love her to bits, but you do your head in when she's coming out. Absolutely do your head in. And you know what really sends me over the top? What she says is, do you know what? I'm so delighted now. I used to be an awful fussy eater. I don't know what to do about that. She thinks she's not fussy. She'd do your head in with food.
Thanks, Joanna. Call me right now on 6797981. If you are the fussy eater or if you share your life with a fussy eater, does it wreck your head like it does my wife's? Helen, you've a particular thing that you're afraid of.
Yeah, I'm afraid of butter.
You're afraid of butter?
Oh, I hate the sight of butter.
Really?
Yeah. And I hate even having to pick it up in the supermarket to buy.
So hang on, here's what you sent a message into us and it says, I don't eat butter or milk, cheese, so if I go out for food I'm constantly asking if they cooked with butter or if I buy a sandwich I'm asking to clean the knife to make sure there's no butter near the food. That's mad. Now,
I even bring my own sandwiches if I'm going anywhere.
So a sandwich for you has no butter on it?
Dry bread with lettuce and, I bump it up that way, but no butter, mayonnaise, anything like that.
No mayo either?
Very seldom. No, I would put mayonnaise in bread. No, I'd eat a bit coleslaw maybe, but nothing like that.
You're the very first person, I know of one other person who has never liked butter, and that's my own daughter. My daughter Laura has, exactly like you, plain bread.
Dry bread.
Which I've always, I've often looked at her making a sandwich and gone, oh my God, that looks so dry and boring.
No, and if you put coleslaw and stuff like that on it, it's okay, but and my two sisters don't eat bread, so...
Don't eat butter either. And it's mad because, like I was saying, my daughter, she's never liked it and has never had it. And there's no reason. I like butter. Her mother likes butter. There's no reason for her not to like butter. But she's just never liked butter. But she's not afraid of it.
Oh, I hate picking it up. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that your only thing?
No, I bake and it wouldn't bother me. But like to put butter in someone's potatoes, oh God!
So when you bake with butter or
with... I make pastry in that, but don't ask me to butter bread or anything like that.
That's mad, that is. And other than that, is you're eating normal enough?
I'd be kind of biffing. I have my own like fork as well. Like that's
what. So. You bring your own knife and fork with you?
No, at home I have my own knife and fork, except it's everybody else's.
So you keep them separate? So in the cutlery drawer, you keep your knife and fork separate?
I have a separate knife and fork, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And what is it about this particular knife and fork?
It's just I know it's mine, but nobody's put butter near it. They all know, don't touch, that's my mouth, like before. I crack up. Now, if I see someone using my knife, and if someone puts jam on the bread and the butter and all, oh, Jesus, no.
And come here, your knife and fork, do they look like the other knives and forks in the cutlery
drawer?
No. They're completely different. And how long have you had them?
I only bought a new one last week.
Right, and they're yours and nobody else's.
They're mine,
no
one else touched them, yeah. And I went to my daughter's for Christmas and she said, I bring your own knife and fork with you.
And did you?
Yeah.
And what about if you go on holidays? Do you bring your knife and fork with you?
I'd buy one and go over there. Same with a cup, I'd buy one, yeah.
Right. sorry, a cup as well?
Yeah, yeah, I'd buy a mug, yeah.
So back in the day when we used to go on holidays, you would, when you arrive at your destination, you would buy a knife, a fork and a cup and bring
and a mug.
And bring it with you everywhere.
No, I'd keep it in the apartment. If I was going out, I'd get a paper cup.
But if you were going out to a restaurant, for example, would you bring your knife and fork with you?
No, I'd just have to vinegar,
put up with it,
but no.
Oh, that's hilarious. Brilliant. I love it. Thanks very much, Helen.
All right. Bye, thanks.
Bye. I'd love to hear from you if you are a fussy eater. Call me right now on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Or if you live with a fussy eater, how do you cope? Let's have a listen to this from Sharon.
Hi, lads. I have a 9-year-old grandson who is a very fussy eater. He won't eat veg, fruit. If he had his way, he'd live off pasta, pizza, and chicken nuggets.
Pasta, pizza, and chicken nuggets. I'm even better than that now, I have to say. Tracy.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Tracy, we've a lot in common. The onion thing we share. I despise onions. I hate them. I hate the texture of them. I hate the taste of them. I just hate them. And you're the same, are you?
I'm the same with cooked onions. I'll eat raw onions, but I won't eat cooked onions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even look at an onion. I can't stand the things. They should be. So you could actually eat a raw onion.
I could eat a raw, no, in a salad or something like.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
But I wouldn't eat. I ring up restaurants just to make sure that they don't, and if they do put onions in it, they'd be getting it back.
Yeah, no, I've had experiences. It happened only a couple of weeks ago, just before Christmas, and we ordered a Chinese, and if I'm ordering, say, a beef curry, I'll specifically say a beef curry with no onions, and they generally do. But anyway, this beef curry arrived laced with onions. Now, I mean laced. And I sat there for 10 minutes picking all the onions out of it, and then had to put it into the microwave to heat it up.
That's you taste the onions on it then as well. That's the end of it. Just ruins the whole meal.
Okay, so onion is your big thing, but you're not good with veg generally, are you not?
I'm not good with veg. Like, if I make a lasagna, I strain all the veg out of it and just use the sauce.
Really?
Yeah. If I make a shepherd's pie, there's only mince and potatoes.
Oh, yeah, but that's me as well, no, I have to say. That's me as well. I don't mind maybe some garden peas, but that'd be about the size of it.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. No, I'll eat broccoli and mushy peas. They're the only two I'll eat.
Now, mushy peas are my number one. They're my favourite
to eat. Yeah, I love mushy peas.
Yeah, I do myself. But what was the other thing you said you like? Broccoli. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, I like broccoli.
Actually, I should write a list of all the things that I actually don't like. I don't know how I'm still alive, to be honest. But onions is just, it's up there for me as the big.
For me. Yeah.
And have you always been like that?
Yeah, always been like that with onions. I was always made eat veg when I was a kid. I think that's what put me off now.
Oh, you were All right, good to talk to you, Tracy. Keep them coming in. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. If you are a fussy eater, I want to hear from you. And if you live with a fussy eater, how do you cope? Derek sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. I love the show. This is Derek here. I have to say, I hate onions myself. I'm allergic to them, actually. And I'm actually allergic to white wine. But I love going in and ordering a burger with just cheese and ketchup only. Oh, it's delicious. Thanks. Bye.
I'm the same, Derek. If I go into McDonald's, I will order a quarter pounder with just cheese and ketchup. No onions. No. Mind you, actually, something very strange. You know, on a hamburger, McDonald's hamburger, and it has little tiny bits of onion, kind of well grated, I'll eat that. I don't know why that is, but I will. Mary, you have a son who is very, very fussy.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Mary, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Adrian. No, he's 23 now, but when he was smaller, all he used to eat was white food.
It was what?
Like white food.
What's white food?
Well, I used to call it white food because all he'd eat would be pasta, ice cream, and if we went to McDonald's, he'd order chips with ice cream, and you'd have to dip the chips into the ice cream and eat it.
Really?
And that's basically, yeah.
Chips
that's
basically into ice cream. And is, yeah, is he any better now as a grown man?
Well, he met his gorgeous fiancée when he was 19, and he's eaten everything she eats now.
Right, so she put manners on him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Adrian, on my 13-year-old son now is exactly the same. He'll only eat, like, pasta, chips, ice cream, and, yeah. So yeah. It must be hereditary.
Maybe it is. Well, no, it can't be, because you're not that soldier, are you?
Well, oh, no, I'm going to tell you something now. You're going to think it's really weird. I have a fear of something, but it's not food. And I can't even say the word.
Oh, spell it.
Oh, God. B-U-T-T-O-N-S.
The Cadbury's ones?
No, the ones on shorts.
Oh!
Oh, I can't breathe when I even think about it. And if I'm in a restaurant and I see somebody who's wearing one of them with them on it, I won't eat my food.
So hang on, you hate I won't even say the word because you sound totally freaked out, but if you're sitting at a dinner table and there's somebody sitting opposite you, like I happen to have a shirt on, I have a shirt on, I have a shirt on right now, and
with
it's not a button with a zip. What shirts have zips? I'm sitting here with a shirt, and there's one, 2, 3, 4,
I'm
five, six. There's six B-U-T-T-O-N's on it.
So hang on.
Are you telling me that if you and I sat down for dinner and I was wearing what I'm wearing now, which is a shirt that doesn't have a zip, you would ask me to put a jumper on or something, would you?
Yeah, cover up, please. Cover up there, will you?
And how do you get through life?
I didn't really. Do you know what? I have this since I was as far back as I can remember. And I remember when I was going to school one day, my mum was making me wear this dress, and I had them things all the way down the front. And I was screaming. And she kept saying, "What's wrong with you? Put that on you." And I was like, "No!" So... yeah, I've had it all my life. And my brothers used to hide them in my bed.
So, hang on. Tell me what you're wearing right now.
Nothing that has them on it.
And do you ever wear anything with them on it?
No. Now, I don't mind metal ones that are on your jeans.
Oh,
but I have to put them really quickly.
Right. But anything on a shirt or on a top or anything?
Yeah, and the specific ones I really hate, especially if it's a thread. If it's a loose one.
So, I'm just looking at my shirt here, and there is one of those things that...
happy place.
Oh, you're mad as a box of frogs, Mary.
And I have a 15-year-old son, and he purposely will drop one on the floor, and I will run, and I will scream until it's gone.
Somebody just texted me in, that woman who's on the air at the moment has cumpoonophobia. That's what it's called. Cumpoonophobia, apparently. Which is the fear of those things, those yolks on shirts and whatever.
What can I do? Could somebody hypnotise me or something? Because, I've seen dresses that I really like to wear or whatever. I have them things on, I just run a mile.
Okay, Mary, I'm going to take that conversation in a different direction now. Because I want to talk to people who just... can't be around certain things. So if you and I were sitting opposite each other and I've my shirt on and it has those yolks on the front of it, we would have issues.
Oh, God. Do you know what? Even if he was Mr. Universe and he was sitting in front of me and he had them, I'd run. I'd be like, you're disgusting.
Okay, right. I'm going to divert this conversation now because of you, Mary. And I want to hear, I want to find out from our listeners, what is that one thing that you dare not see or touch? You can't, like, for example, I know somebody who can't be around cotton wool. Just can't bear the stuff.
Cotton wool and rubber gloves together.
Ooh.
Woo!
Maybe it's maybe it's you can't be around those things that Mary can't be around.
Yeah, true.
Okay,
Adrian,
Mary,
great
to talk to you. You're a tonic. Bye. Thanks very much. Bye. That woman, who'll probably switch off the radio now as soon as I say this, can't be around buttons. Hates them. I would love you to send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I can't be around whatever. Can't even have it in the house. Would die if I had to touch it. After hearing Mary, who hates buttons, can't be around buttons. This is Mandy.
She's brilliant. She is, God love her.
She was. Let me just squeeze in a couple more about fussy eaters, but I do want to, I want you to send me a WhatsApp voice note right now. You just heard Mary, who has this insane fear of buttons, hates them, can't be around them. I want to know what it is that you can't be around. What things you cannot dare to see or touch. Like, I can't be around cotton wool, or can't even have it in the house. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Fussy eating. Adina, I actually knew somebody who was like this before. You can't stand for things to be touching off each other on your plate.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for example, I would go to the college campus canteen and they would put the mashed potato and then they put my piece of meat on top of the mashed potato and then the sauce on it, and I would be like, no way, I can't have that. So I need to have my sauces separate and the meat far away from the mashed potato or the veggies. So it's a bit funny.
Well, I remember being in a restaurant in a hotel once having breakfast, and somebody in whose company I was sent the breakfast back to the chef because the beans were touching the egg.
Yeah, I totally get that. Oh, no.
Would you send it back?
Yeah, completely, absolutely. I remember one time in IKEA when the guy wanted to put my piece of lamb on top of the mashed potato, and I was like, no way. And he was like, okay, calm down.
Okay, so every item on your plate, it doesn't matter what it is, they need to be completely separated from each other.
Absolutely. And the other thing is the warmth of the food. I need it really hot, like boiling hot. And what I usually do is just tell them to warm it up for me a little bit. And even the sauce needs to be warm, like completely, completely hot.
Okay. So have you got a microwave to deal with that if it's not hot enough?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Adina. Vivian, it says on my screen here that you only eat toast, cereal and King Crisp sandwiches.
Yep, that's pretty much it. That's my diet in a nutshell.
Toast, cereal, and King Crisp sandwiches.
Yeah, and it has to be King. No other crisps. Can't be potato.
How are you still alive?
I don't know. I think I'm going to donate my body to medical science when I die. Because, it's a torment for my family, everything. They all just
So this morning, what did you have when you got up?
I'm literally eating some burnt toast now, because again, it has to be burnt toast.
Oh, right, okay, right. It has to be a certain colour.
Yes.
And what do you have on the toast?
Just butter.
Just butter. No marmalade, no nothing?
No, nothing else.
So toast and butter. Are you having a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, definitely. Cup of tea.
Okay, a cup of tea. And then what will you have at lunchtime or this afternoon?
That would be either a cereal or a King Crisp sandwich.
And then this evening it'll be a cereal or a King Crisp sandwich?
It would be a cereal or another slice of toast. Yes, that would be it.
So do you ever go out to a restaurant?
Weddings, restaurants, it's just
So, okay, so you're at a wedding and the couple go to great lengths to sort their menu out and they've beef or salmon or whatever it is. What do you have?
Well, normally with my ex, it used to be great fun for him because he got to eat two meals.
And what would you eat? Nothing?
Nothing, yeah, or else I'd get a plate of chips off the kiddie menu.
Oh my God almighty. Toast, cereal and King Crisp sandwiches is your entire diet?
Pretty much, yeah. The odd time, if I'm feeling really adventurous, I'll have a little bit of bacon, but again, that has to be cooked a particular way, and yeah, that would be...
That's hilarious. All right, Vivian, so in answer to my question, what is that one thing that you can't bear to be around? For you, it seems to be food, full stop.
It is generally food, yeah.
All right, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98 and answer that for me. What is that one thing that you can't stand to be around? You can't dare to see it or touch it, like the buttons. Call me right now on 6797981. We'll take a quick break. We'll squeeze in some more after that. We want to talk to you for a couple of minutes about that one thing that you can't stand to be around, can't stand to have in the house. We were talking with that lady a couple of minutes ago who can't stand buttons. If you were sitting opposite her, she would ask you to cover them up. Ian sent me this.
I can't bear to touch cotton wool. Turns my stomach, makes me feel sick.
I've never understood the cotton wool thing, I have to say. Quiva sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey Adrian. I can totally understand that lady, but mine is not buttons. Mine is it's fish. Can't stand the word, the thought, the look, the smell, anything to do with it. Don't have it near me. No. It brings me to the point where if I even talk about it for long enough, I want to vomit. Like, my mouth is actually filling up with saliva right now. It's not nice. It's horrible. Horrible. But to be honest, I don't have to put up with it the way that lady has to put up with buttons. Like, they're everywhere. But I have that same reaction with the F word. That's swim in the sea. I can't deal with that at all.
Brilliant message, Quiva. Thanks very much indeed. Fish, fish, fish. She can't stand... What about fish fingers, Quiva? I mean, they're in batter or in breadcrumbs. Could you deal with them? No, maybe not. Now, we were talking about fussy eaters, and we had a lady on a moment ago who would only eat, what did she say, cereal, King Crisp sandwiches, and that's pretty much it. Kieran, this can't be right. You only eat sausages.
Oh, yeah. That's all I ever eat, and that's all I ever make. Seriously.
So... Sausages for breakfast, sausages for lunch, and sausages for tea.
Pretty much, it's all I ever decide to make. I don't know what it is. I just have, it's probably like an addiction or something like that, and I started questioning my own sexuality over and over.
Now, Kieran, I do like a good sausage, I'll be honest. So hang on, your dinner this evening will be sausages, will it?
Well, more than likely.
And will you have anything else with the sausages?
Probably, not sure, but it's just the main thing I'll know mainly is the sausages. I can't stand cereal. Cereal is something I don't like.
You don't like cereal? So,
no.
Okay, so your dinner this evening, will it be sausages with potatoes or chips or...?
Yeah, it depends. Depends on my mood, really. If I'm not in the best of mood of eating alone, I'll just eat sausages.
Yeah, okay. Strange, strange, strange. Sausages. Now... Things that you just can't bear to be around. Lorna.
Yeah, Adrian, I can't stand the touch of cotton wool. Oh my God. Even when I was a kid, if me and my sister had fights or anything, she used to spread it all over the bed so that I'd have like a panic attack. Still to this day, I just cannot stand wet wool, cotton wool. Get away from me. Oh.
Yeah, loads of people have this cotton wool thing. Sarah, you can't stand a particular body part.
Hi, Adrian. How's it going?
Dare I ask?
I can't even say it. It actually makes me shiver thinking about it. And if anyone knows me that's listening to this now, they'll probably start laughing and know what it is straight away. I can't even say it.
Oh, what part of your body are they?
It's belly button. Oh. Just the thought of it makes me, and like my boyfriend sometimes, like he'll lift the top and like put his finger in it.
And are you as affected by your own one?
Yeah, I don't, just like if I'm sitting down and you know when you sit down, it's like my jeans touch off it or something. I don't know what it is. It's sensitive or something, and it just makes me feel like I'm going to get sick and makes me shiver.
And your boyfriend teases you over it?
Oh, constantly. Actually, a few of my friends do. And like, I have to close my eyes. And it's just, I don't even like talking about it. It's making me shiver right now.
So if you see a photograph of a...
Oh, stop.
A fit model in a magazine and she's showing off her belly, you can't look.
No, but like, and the worst is when people get that area pierced. I don't know why anyone would ever do that. I have a few piercings myself, and that's the one thing I could never get done.
You'd never get your belly button done.
Oh, God, no, Jesus Christ, that's sick.
Thanks, Sarah. Danny.
Agree with that caller, Adrian. My missus put me ribeye steak on top of me peas the other day. I was not happy at all.
J.O.
Adrian, this is kind of weird and fussy. But if I'm eating, say, a Sunday dinner, when me meat is finished, that's it, the whole dinner's finished. I can't eat the dinner without the meat. So like, I'll take me little cut of roast beef and me bit of mash and carrot or whatever, put it in me mouth. But as soon as the meat is gone, that's it. Even if I'm still hungry, I'll just push it away. I wouldn't be able to put a scoop of mash into me mouth on its own, or like the veg on its own. No, the meat has to go in there with the veg. Otherwise, no meat. That's it. It's finished.
Emma, what can you not be dealing with? Emma? Yeah.
Hello?
What can you not be dealing with?
Cannot stand the feeling of velvet.
Oh, I'm not mad about velvet myself now.
Oh, no. And see, when you rub it the wrong way, like one way is nice and soft, but when you rub it the other way, and it's, no, I just can't deal with that.
No. I don't like velvet and corduroy. I remember my wife suggesting I get corduroy trousers. I nearly flipped. No. Thanks, Emma. Edgar.
Oh, yeah, Adrian. The thing that I'm allergic to most, and my Jesus, I do be in bits. Oh, God, no, I can't even be in the same street as it. The mother-in-law. Oh, holy God, no. Jesus.
And one last message from Noel.
Good morning. The one thing I absolutely cannot stand and actually feel physically sick talking about is apple tart. Oh, no. I ate apple tart years ago and I bit the fork and it put me off. I absolutely hate the sight of it, hate the smell of it. Oh, no, I couldn't eat. Thanks, guys.
Oh, brilliant, Noel. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks to all of you for your messages. I really enjoyed that today. We're back again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If there's something you want to talk about on the show tomorrow, send me an email to dublintalks@98fm.com. I'm Adrian Kennedy. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. I'm off to watch CNN for the whole day. enjoy the day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.